It's a Battlefield by Graham Greene. Read by James Wilby. Chapter 1. The Assistant Commissioner was careful of his appearance before meeting men younger than himself. It gave him the same kind of confidence as dressing for dinner had done in eastern forests. He opened the cupboard door and brushed his dark suit before the mirror, his narrow, yellow face bent close to the glass. Young men had certain savage qualities. They moved quickly. They sometimes carried poisoned weapons. He brushed slowly, in rhythm with the plodding, jungle step of his mind. He said to his secretary, "I've put my telephone number on the desk. If there's anything urgent..." As usual, before a sentence was finished, he became lost in the difficulties of expression. Slowly, with a fateful accumulation of hesitant sounds, he hacked his way forward.
Urgent? You will please, ring up the number and, ask for me.
Bowler hatted. Umbrella over the left arm, he passed down long passages lined with little glass cells. Telephone bells rang. Electric buzzers whirred like cicadas along his route. But his thoughts stepped carefully on, undeflected, undelayed, certainly unhurried. By the time he reached the courtyard, he had decided that he did not care for politics. In Northumberland Avenue, he said to himself that justice was not his business. All round Trafalgar Square, the lights sprang out, pricking the clear, grey autumn evening. The buses roared up Parliament Street and swung in a great circle. A policeman at the corner of the avenue recognised the assistant.